much money did you borrow?
She gave me $1,600.
A single mom in over her head.
Clearly, she was desperate. She's the sole support of four children. She needed a second job.
And this is the thanks her friend gets?
She gave me the money. We had a blowout, so I wanted to get rid of her.
It only happens when you're trying to do something nice for somebody.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Madison Oser is suing her former friend, Rachel Enriquez, for an unpaid loan and lost wages.
Order. All rise. This is case 322 on the calendar in the matter of Oser versus Enriquez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in.
Ms. Oser, this case is about a loan.
Yes, ma'am.
A loan that you made to the defendant, who was a friend of yours.
Yes, ma'am.
At a time when she needed some money.
Yes, ma'am.
You had gotten her a job?
Yes.
Where was the job?
Southwest Kia, my dealership that I worked at.
When did you get her the job?
I got her the job at the beginning of September.
Of what year?
2013.
And I gather, Ms. Enriquez, that you needed work.
I did need a second job.
You have four children?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you their sole support?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me about the money Ms. Oser gave you.
Well, when I first started at Kia.
And that was in?
September of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
It was a while before I got out of training and started on the floor trying to sell cars. It just wasn't for me. So I wasn't doing very well, and I was getting behind, and it was about a week into December, maybe 2 weeks before Christmas, when I borrowed the money. And I was just behind in bills, and it was not...
How much did you borrow?
I didn't borrow any.
Well, you just said it was right before Christmas when I borrowed the money. That's what you just said. Would you like me to play back the tape?
I didn't borrow the money.
I can do that. That's what you said. What you said was a few weeks before Christmas when I borrowed the money.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little nervous.
How much money did you borrow?
She gave me $1,600.
Okay. And in what form did she give you the $1,600?
In cash.
It was a lot more than $1,600.
Show me where you took it from.
I can't show you where I took it from. I do have text messages of her stating that she owed me the money.
Then it's a problem with me. If you can't show me where you got $1,600 in cash
I have paycheck stubs showing that I made plenty of money to give her the money.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is you work on salary and commission.
Yes, ma'am.
But you get all of those things in a check.
Yes, ma'am.
And you put them in a bank account.
Yes,
checking,
ma'am.
And or savings.
Yes, ma'am.
And if right before Christmas...
It wasn't right before Christmas.
So you remember when it was?
Yes, I have everything here.
Just a second. Where did you get the money from?
So she was...
Not so. Where did you get the money from?
She was 4 months behind on her rent.
Are you telling me the story? That's not my question to you, Miss Oser.
I took, because she needed it right away, that's why it's relevant to the story.
No.
She was about
just
to be...
Just tell me where you took it from.
I took my check straight to the bank account, cashed it, and gave her the cash right away because she was going to be evicted right away. She needed it immediately. And I have text messages right here with her stating how much it was.
Listen to me. Not interested.
In reading the text messages?
No. Not interested.
Even though it has the amount and everything.
Not interested.
I have Facebook posts.
Not interested. What I want to see is where you got the money from.
I have my year-to-date, because it was in November. It was the first week of November. Showing how much I made to show that I made enough money to give her cash.
That's not what I'm talking about, Miss Oser. And we're not together. Maybe we are together. But unless I see where the money came from, and even a bank statement, because if you keep your money in a bank and you go to the bank and cash a check, they will say this check was cashed against your account, because then they would hold it up for a certain period of time. You can find that out. I want to see where you got the money from the beginning of November. Do you have it from the bank?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. Well, on the 12th of November, you made a deposit of $4,241.94.
Yes, ma'am.
The next day, you withdrew $2,400.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Osher, am I nuts? Or did you not tell me that what you did was go in with your paycheck and cash your paycheck the day you got your paycheck because she needed the cash immediately?
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry because it was a year ago. But because the amount was over the $3,000 for my paycheck, they had to hold it for 24 hours. The very next day, I went in and got $2,400 out in cash.
Do you understand my problem?
No, I completely understand.
You do understand my problem.
Yes, ma'am.
My problem is you either made up a story 5 minutes ago or now, because they're two different stories you told me, because this withdrawal of $2,400 doesn't tell me what you did with it. It just says you withdrew $2,400. You deposited your paycheck, and then you went in the next day and you withdrew money, $2,400. Then you can tell me where you got the money from, $2,400. I took it out of my bank and I gave it to her in cash. That's okay. But the story that you told me before, what you wanted me to believe, that you took your paycheck, went to the bank, cashed your paycheck, and gave her the money, that's a whole different story.
I actually would have cashed it right away, but because of
the... I would have.
No, I understand. I'm so sorry. Again, it was a year ago, and I really didn't remember that they held it for 24 hours. Not a made-up story, just a misunderstanding. But it does show the $2,400 amount, which is exactly what she borrowed.
That's what you say you gave her.
Yes, ma'am.
She says it was $1,600.
And I have text messages of her saying otherwise.
Well, on your phone?
Yeah, no, I print them out.
I want to take a look at the printed outs. How do you print out text messages, Bert?
They do it.
Now, being completely honest, she paid me back $500 of the $2,400 in December, so she owed me $1,900 after that. So it says the $1,900. She did pay me back $500.
Does that sound right? Did you pay her back
any
money?
This is what happened. She gave me the money.
No, listen.
We had a blowout, so I wanted to get rid of her. She kept asking me, you need me, give me the money. After I decided not to be her friend anymore, when I got fired from Kia, she wanted
me
to all of a sudden pay her the money back.
Stop moving your mouth. I asked you a simple question. The simple question was, did you give her $500
back? No, I gave her $800.
So you gave her...
two separate payments of $400.
Show me where you got the money
from. I don't
from.
Have the proof.
She also said that...
Shh! Okay. Well, let me tell you what this message says. It says that you needed at least $1,500 from her, or you won't be able to close on the house.
Correct.
And then you say, I won't be able to move with the $1,500. Even the $400 short will hurt me.
Right, from $1,900.
Well, that would mean that she gave you
$2,400, then she gave me $500, so $19, and I said I at least need the $15 out of the $19 to close on the house.
Got it. Okay.
But she still owed me the $19.
Right.
Because I was trying to work with her. I really understand.
I got it. Now, if she owes you a balance of $1,900, do you want to tell me why you're suing her for $3,500?
$500 of that.
Because... I got $1,900.
Right. $1,900 plus another $5, just starting off with the first $500.
No, you loaned her $2,400.
Right.
She paid you back
$500, so there's $19 left.
Correct.
$500 more of that. It's actually $574.
What?
Because I put in a 60-day notice at my apartment, counting on that money to move out. She didn't give me anything.
She doesn't owe you for that. Next.
I had to cancel that.
I don't care.
Okay. So the other $1,000. Whenever we hired her at Kia, they actually weren't going to hire her because of her lack of experience. I vouched for her. I was a manager at the establishment. She was not selling cars for the first 60 days. Normally, we would have let her go. Again, I vouched for her because it was right before Christmas. So my GM offered her a new position that we created. He said, we'll do this on a 90-day basis. If you do great, awesome. If not, that'll still give you time to find something else and get you through Christmas, because he sympathized with her just like I did. The first day she was supposed to show up for her new position, she called out of work stating that her kids were sick. She called out the next 3 days.
So what are you telling me? What is your cause of action?
Because she tarnished my reputation at work.
Oh.
As a manager.
I did that.
He actually said that I wasn't allowed to refer anybody else. We got into it very bad because of the situation. She actually filed with the Better Business Bureau after she got fired.
I would think about that in the future. That's not a cause of action. It's not a cause of action that's recognized in the law.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The law doesn't recognize your tarnished reputation as a result of someone else's lousy work ethic.
I understand.
It just doesn't happen.
And later today...
What else did you do other than just breathe the air in her house?
I did a lot of work for her.
Did she pay you for it?
Yes.
Well, then you got paid for it. What else did you... Let me have a little fun here. It's been a long day, and it's my birthday.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Madison Oser says former friend Rachel Enriquez owes for a loan and lost wages. Rachel claims Madison offered her the money.
Now, if she's struggling to get money, when someone becomes desperate, which clearly she was desperate. She was desperate probably then. She's the sole support of four children. She needed a second job. It only happens when you're trying to do something nice for somebody. But the law doesn't recognize your tarnished reputation as a result of someone else's lousy work ethic.
I understand.
It just doesn't happen. Anything else you want to tell me about this $1,900?
No, Your Honor.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,900.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step up.
I really am just glad that it's over.
I'm actually really happy about the decision.
I don't have to deal with her anymore. She's out of my life.
I feel so bad for anybody else that asks me for money because it's never going to happen again.
She's a wackadoo, and I'm so glad I don't have to deal with her anymore.
Don't mix friends and money.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Knock versus Seaman. Step forward.
Nancy Knock is suing her former friend, Timothy Seaman, for rent and a credit card bill.
Ms. Knock, how did you meet the defendant?
I met him through a friend back in 2012. He had done some remodeling and painting in my home.
There came a time when he was looking for a place to live. He was sort of without a home.
Right.
And you sort of liked him as a person, according to you.
Well, after he did the work in my home, we kind of remained friends.
Friends. And you allowed him to move into your home?
Yes.
And the understanding was he really wasn't doing much at that time, so you would sort of let him skate on paying you rent for a period of time. He was around, I assume, reasonable company sometimes for you. Your lawsuit has two parts.
Yes.
The first part is that you want rent for the time he lived there.
Yes, he had agreed to pay rent.
And the second part is that he said in order to be able to get work, he needed tools and equipment and supplies and that sort of stuff. So you were foolish enough to give him a credit card, this person who hadn't paid you any rent. And he put a lot of money on that credit card, including items that had nothing to do with his work, right?
No.
Did you ever buy a washer on a credit card?
Yes.
How did you work with a washer? What do you do with it? Do you hammer things in a wall with it? What do you do with a washer?
I had...
No, look, don't look down there.
Okay.
Look over here. What do you do with a washing machine?
It was a replacement for me damaging at a job site.
Really?
Yeah.
How is that used to make a living?
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
I did, yeah.
You did what?
Okay.
Because what you say, Mr. Seaman, and I want to tell you from where I'm looking, you're no bargain. Nice things to you because she really was around, which may be. She lived by herself. She liked to have your company. Did you have dinner occasionally with her?
Well, not out, but dinner at the house, yes.
At the house?
Yes.
So you were around, so she wasn't eating by herself.
Right.
And she probably liked that.
Yeah, so did I.
Did she ever give you money?
Yes.
Did you ever give her money?
No.
Did you ever pay her any rent?
No.
What else did you do other than just breathe the air in her house?
I did a lot of work for her.
Did she pay you for it?
Yes.
Well, then you got paid for it. What else did you... Let me have a little fun here. You know, it's been a long day. And it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What did you do for her, sir? You did a lot of work. You say she paid you for the work. She put a roof over your head, lights in your bathroom, probably food in your belly more often than you paid for the food. You watched TV, listened to the radio, did all of those things.
I did a lot of things for her.
I'm waiting.
Okay, well, I did a lot of things for her around the house, stuff she needed
done. I'm waiting. Tell me.
I did her yard work, both sides of her front and yard and back.
Okay, so you did her... just a second. Just a minute. You did her yard work.
Absolutely.
How many times?
Once a week.
Is that right?
Not once a week.
How often?
I would say maybe once or twice a month, maybe. He would come out and help me work in the yard.
Did you work in the yard with him?
Yes.
Did he ever work in the yard alone without you?
Oh, yeah. There would be times I'd go in the house and do something else. And,
and
you know,
he would stay outside and do the yard work.
Yeah, clean the yard.
One for your team. I'm fair.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't think you owe her any rent, because I actually think that if she wanted to evict you, if she expected rent during that seven-month period, she would have thrown you out.
I feel the same way.
I'm glad we're in sync, you and I. Gonna run away together.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Nancy Knox says former friend Timothy Seaman owes for rent and a credit card bill.
Now, what else did you do for
her? I cleaned up her garage. That it was a disaster.
Did he clean up your garage?
He put away some of the tools that my son had left laying around, yes. But that was...
What else?
I cleaned the inside of her house. Moved things for her, furniture.
Keep going. Right now, I'm impressed with that. How many months did you live with her?
I'd say a couple.
A couple is two.
Say about a few months.
What's a few?
Three.
So, when did you start?
Probably in November I started, and probably till about maybe January.
Started in September?
Or did her work.
Start living in her house?
Well, I was actually living when I was working there. I started
staying. But she paid you for that work?
Yes.
She paid you for that work?
Right.
So that work started in what month?
I say around May, 2 years ago.
May. So let's go for how many months? May. What year? 2013 or 2012?
2012.
Did you live there all of 2012?
No.
How many months?
It was off and on, Your Honor. It was off and on.
For on, how many months? From when to when?
I say from maybe June to
when did he come to live with you?
He came to stay with me November 2013. In 2012, he worked for me.
How many months did he stay?
Seven.
So you did the yard work a couple of times. You moved a couch from one place to another.
Never moved
and you cleaned
any
up
furniture.
Some tools. You lived rent-free for 7 months. Where are you living now?
I live back at home with my parents.
How old are you?
I'm 44. Oh, I'm not going to be there long either at my parents. No, I'm just barely staying there right now. I just barely moved in.
What do you do?
I'm a construction worker. I'm self-employed.
Can I see the bills from the credit card, please?
Yes, Your Honor. Starting with the top one, it shows that in November I had a credit balance. And then I asked him to send me a check. The next one shows that I had no balance. Tim was aware of the fact that I did have a Lowe's credit card from when he didn't work for me.
Listen to me. I didn't ask you for a whole story.
Okay.
I asked you for the Lowe's credit card. And how much did he put on the credit card?
$2,100.
How much did he pay?
Nothing.
Why not?
I don't feel like I owe her anything.
I don't care what you feel. What you feel is totally irrelevant to me. Why didn't you pay for the equipment that you were using? Why didn't you pay for the stuff that you were using to make money at various job sites?
Because it was never asked to pay back. It was given to me, the credit card, and then just for me to use for my work to get on my feet. I was not known that I had to pay her back.
Your Honor, I have a text from Tim stating about money that's owed.
I'd like to see it. Boy, once a loser, always a loser. Losers don't get better. You know, after all these years, I'm finally convinced. Once you got the loser bug, never leaves you. Listen out there, ladies. I don't care about this.
And then there's another one stating that he's been trying to make money, but that he's been unable to.
I don't care about stuff he sent you in September, madam, actually. However, I don't think you owe her any rent. Because I actually think that if she wanted to evict you, if she expected rent during that seven-month period, she would have thrown you out.
I feel the same way.
Your Honor?
Put your hand down. I'm glad we're in sync. You and I are going to run away together.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Now, as long as we're into feelings, Mr. Seaman, I feel as if you owe her for the equipment, supplies that you were using to make money, that you were clearly spending elsewhere other than on your own responsibilities. Because if you were working and racking up all these supplies at Lowe's, clearly you were making money. Now, I don't know whether the money went up your nose or someplace else, but you clearly weren't using it for rent. You clearly weren't using it for your own living expenses. The least you could do is to pay the person who is allowing you to make the money to put in whatever orifice you were putting it. Mm-hmm. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,100. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Did his friend steal from his other friend?
You said, look, his window's open. Let's get in his car. Let's get his stuff.
I don't know people who leave a wallet with all their credit cards in their car with the window open.
Judge Judy.
I didn't ask for any of this stuff like this, and look how it turns out.
I trusted him, and that's why I made my biggest mistake.
I didn't ask for any gifts like this.
He asked to use the card.
If I would have known this was going to happen like this, I would have never accepted anything.
See the shield around me? You might not see it, but there's one there.